Now, tonight at Maariv, we begin Talamatar, so I thought I would talk a few minutes about Talamatar. Somebody just asked me before Mincha a question about Talamatar. So the Gemara Masechet Tanin on Daf Yud says, we know that there's a point in time during the year that we ask for rain. So the Mishnah says in Masechet Tanin, the Shlosha Baruch Cheshvan Sho'olinu Gshamim, Tana Kama holds on the third of Baruch Cheshvan, we begin asking for Geshem. Rabbi Gamliel Meir B'Shibukbo. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, on the seventh of Baruch Cheshvan, we begin asking for rain. He says, Chamishasri Yom Achar Chag, 15 days after Sukkot, Kadesh Yagia Achron should be still in a Harprat. So the last person has time to get home. In other words, you're Olu L'Regel, so you have enough, everybody has enough time to get home, so 15 days is enough time to get home, according to Rabbi Gamliel. And then the Gemara says, Amr Blazar, Halacha to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Blazar says, Halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel, that we ask for rain on Zion Mar Cheshvan. And then Tanya, the Gemara brings out a Braisa, Hanani Omer, Ubegola, Shishim Yom B'Tkufa. That Hanani says, in the Gola, in Babel, in Babylonia, we don't ask for rain beginning with Zion Mar Cheshvan. We wait till 60 days after the Tkufa. So Tkufa, there are certain days during the years, there are four Tkufot. You know, the first day of each season is the Tkufa. So it may have corresponded at one point in time to the autumnal equinox. It's not a little bit off now. But suffice it to say, tonight is Shishim Yom after Tkufas Tishrei. Now we're home free. Tonight is the 60th day, and we begin asking for rain. Now, one question is, we say that in Eretz Yisrael, I think people are familiar with it, begin asking on Zion Mar Cheshvan, but the reason the Gemara gave is because during the time of the Beis Mikdash, people would make Aliyah L'Regel. They needed 15 days to get home. But now, we're not making Aliyah L'Regel. So why should they ask for rain on Zion Mar Cheshvan? They should ask for rain on the last day of Sukkot. And the emes is, the Ran has a shita like that, but the Ran, among other things, has an interesting idea, which is kind of like an interesting historical insight. He says, now he brings down that the Rif and the Rambam don't bring down, they bring down to begin at Zion Mar Cheshvan, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, they don't bring down anything about after Sukkot. So he says, Hainu, apilu achar churban, lepishim et askim b'chol asfiu b'regel Yerushalayim, k'mo shosin gam hayom. He says that people would gather into Yerushalayim even after the Korban Beis HaMikdash. So people would still gather in Yerushalayim for Sukkot, and then need to go home. And the Ran says, just like they still do today. So the Ran is living in the 14th century, but apparently in the 14th century, they were also being Ola Yerushalayim. At least that's the way the Ran says it. He says, Okay, anyway, so that's one idea that the Ran has. Now, I want to talk a little bit, though, about this idea of asking for rain on December 4th we have this year. Now, the Rambam says that each place, each locality should ask based on its own needs. So the Gemara only speaks about Eretz Yisrael and Babel. The Rambam says each locality should, if there's a certain locality you need rain on a different date, you should begin asking for rain on that date. And the emes is, if you look in the Rishonim, in the time of the Rishonim, in the Provence, there are many reports that they would ask for rain on Zion Mar Cheshvan. Now, there's a famous incident involving the Rush in the beginning of the 14th century, where the Rush, he emigrated from Germany to Spain, and it was Pesach, and they had a very dry winter, and they needed rain. And so the Rush gave instructions to the Shlich Tzibur not to ask for Tal the next day. He says, in other words, normally you switch over from Geshem to Tal on Pesach. So in other words, both by the Sheila, in other words, you stop saying Mashi Baruch Mor Geshem, and you say Morita Tal, and then normally we begin in the Sanat Shmon Esrei, stopping to say, you know, B'tein Tal Matar, and then we switch over to the Sheila also, T'tein Bracha. So the Rush says, we need rain. So we're going to go forward with it. That's what the Rush said. And the Rush said that he had been misupak about this when he was in Germany. He thought in Germany it didn't even make sense. He thought that they needed water even before they asked for it in the fall, and they needed rain even afterwards later. But he says, here in Spain now it's the 8th Sorach, so we're going to do this. So he gave instructions this way, and there was such a tumult among the people, the shul, everybody was so upset. And so the Rush ended up writing a tshuva right at the beginning of Chol HaMoed. So he said he normally wouldn't write on Chol HaMoed, but he's making an exception. He thought it was such a Chil Hashem, everything's going on, and he didn't want everybody to be so fragmented, this person doing this, this person doing that. So he relented, and he left it the way it was.
Wow.
Now, yeah, Rao is right. Anyway, so it's basically accepted in the whole world that we only have two times now, Zayin Mar Cheshvan and December 4th or 5th, which is the way we're doing it here. However, the history of the Jewish people is largely a history of people of the Northern Hemisphere. Up until the 19th century, almost no Jews lived anywhere in the Southern Hemisphere. And then, in the 19th century, Jews emigrated to South Africa, to Argentina, to Australia, and there, the seasons are totally flipped over. So the question is, so what should people do in the Southern Hemisphere? So this shaila first came up in the 17th century in a community on the coast of Brazil, Recife. In 1630, the Dutch took over. Brazil, as you know, was a Portuguese locality. The Portugal had run the show there. Portugal had the Inquisition. But when the Dutch took over this port city in 1630, and Jews emigrated there, now they had more freedom, largely Sephardic Jews, and they asked the Shaila, they sent it to, I think, the Torah Chaim in Salonika. And they said that not only do we need rain, just the opposite of what they do in the Northern Hemisphere, because in other words, in the Northern Hemisphere we're asking for rain in the winter, but our winter is their summer, so we need the other thing. But not only that, if we ask for rain now, when they ask for rain, the rain is terrible for us, it causes illness and problems, so what are we supposed to do? So the Torah Chaim, he answered them, that's Rav Chaim Shabtai of Salonika. So he answered them, he said that they shouldn't ask for rain if it's going to cause them harm. So it's not asked to rain. We're saying Mashbiru Bona Geshem, and we're just going to say Talamatar tonight. He said not to do that. Don't do that. And then he said, in the summer, or our summer, when you need the rain, to ask for Talamatar and Shema Tzvila. That's what he paskin. Anyway, everything went along with this until the 19th century. So the 19th century, there were some tshuvos, and I'll wrap this up now. This was from Rav Yitzchak Chanan Spector in Kovnau and Rav Shmuel Salant in Yerushalayim, and they said that if you're everybody should ask for rain like everybody else. Everybody's on the same calendar. But if you're in a locality where you need rain, just put it in Shomei Tefillah. That's what they said. Put it in Shomei Tefillah. So if at that certain season you need rain, so ask for it in Shomei Tefillah. Otherwise, follow everybody else's schedule. What's up?
When I first went into all this, I thought it had nothing to do with your locale. I thought as we were davening for Eretz Yisrael.
No.
That's completely wrong.
100% wrong.
Wow.
Okay, now. Okay, now. 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 Okay, now. Yeah. Now. Now. Now, as far as being localities where the rain is harmful, it's a little bit different today. First of all, we say Tein Talmatar Lebracha. We say the rain should only be for bracha is one thing. But today, he breaks down the Piskei Tshuvos. Like they have a lot of all the technology. They have ways to kind of avoid all the problems. Avoid like flooding and swamps and marshes and things like that, hopefully. So it's not as big a problem as it was earlier. All right, so that's the basic idea. Now the broad brush approach to Talamantar is you want to remember to say Talamantar in Barei Chaleinu. If you leave it out in Barei Chaleinu, then you stick it in Shomei Tefillah. If Shomei Tefillah is gone, then you have to go back to Barei Chaleinu if you're still in Shemona Esrei. That's the broad brush approach to Halakha. What's up? Say again, repeat.
A person is traveling from here to Israel and back and forth.
You're traveling back and forth, right.
So, and he has to change constantly every time?
No. So, again, so there's only two. You have to figure out where you live. So the person lives in one of the two localities. That's the first Yisod. So let's say he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and let's say he began asking Talamatar at Zayin Mar Cheshvan, and now he comes here to New York. So the safest way is for him to ask for it in Shomei Tefillah. He can't go wrong with that. So he should ask for it in Shomei Tefillah. At the worst, he's Yotzei B'Di'evet. That's the way to handle that. Now, if the other way around, it's the same thing. If he's a Ben Chutz La'aretz and he's not asking for rain and he goes to Eretz Yisrael, then again, the safest thing would be to ask for it in Shema Tefillah. He can't go wrong with that. That would be the best way. Okay? Okay, I think that's it for tonight. Rabbi Chananya Mekash Mavar, so post-Vichal, Mekash Mavar, the Adir.